Project Destiny New Earth, Chapter 13, What's an Angel? Greetings. Today, I'd like to start by inviting you to receive this visualization to open your heart. So that you receive the wisdom and the energy to your being and not to your mind. I invite you to close your eyes and smile. Smile to your heart. And allow that smile to take you to visualize in your heart a golden flower of 12 golden petals. Focus in that flower. What type of flower is it? What's its size? How many petals are open? Let's help the petals that are not open to open by visualizing a golden ray of light from the center of the flower to all the sleepy petals. And feel the warmth of the golden light wakes up your heart as it wakes up all the petals until the 12 petals are fully opened. You will know when your heart is open because it is a feeling. A feeling of coming home, of connection with your being, with your divinity. A feeling of openness, of happiness, of joy. I invite you to take one step into the flower and visualize a golden flame. This is the flame of the divine love that is deep inside you, always burning deep inside you. Get into the flame of divine love. And as a new being, you will see a pearl made of light, shining brightly in the silence of your soul. Go into the pearl itself, if you will. I invite you to do it because that's where you find the connection to your soul. When the past, the present, and the future become one. It's the door to the whole universe. And that universe is completely inside of you. That's the path to oneness. To the true being that you are. And from there, from that space, I would like to answer your questions. Having that focus, that intention. in the being, divine being that you are. This space of peace, of fullness, of connection is always there. It never leaves you. It is you who lives it. It's there where you connect with me. And where you have the answers to your own questions. Where you find the keys to happiness. Because you cannot find happiness in another person or anything outside of you. The key to happiness inside of you. And I know this sounds like something you've heard of before. But each one of you needs to be remembered again and again. These concepts, because you forget them once more. You forget that you are already who you want to be, that you already are where you want to be, that there is nothing to do but leave from this state of connection with your spirit, complete happiness, and fulfill your soul purpose. You've asked, what is an angel? If you have followed my words until now, perhaps you already have your answer. However, we will give you our version. An angel is a being of light, a being who is of service to humanity. It came pure in its purity to serve, to heal. It's a healer itself. Only by being in its presence, you feel healed, you feel better. Those who come as an angel know they are an angel, and they will tell you clearly who they are. From that innocence that characterizes them. Many, most of them, have known what's suffering, what the meaning of deep pain is. They have suffered physical ailments. This is mainly due to the fact that it's very difficult for them to live in this plane. Because they absorb energy from outside, from other people. They are empaths at 100%. And that's their path. You know when you are next to an angel because they laugh easily. The energy is light even when they are in deep pain. Because the light never goes away even when they are invaded by the dark. These beings are in service to humanity and divinity. It's difficult for them to bond with a couple, with the families. What they look for is the connection with similar beings who can understand them, who can see them, who they feel safe with. They look for a mother figure, and they will get close to people who have that motherly, divine mother energy. Because they feel safe and protected around them. This is an angel. But let's take one step further. Because what's an angel but a decision to be one? Who has created an angel? You have. The angel is a figure to perceive love. It's a way to perceive love, to experience love, and also that which is not love. Angels exist because you have decided so. Because you have created everything that it has been created, including angels. And everything else that you consider divine and sacred. You call them gods, goddesses, ascended masters, archangels, fairies. Everything has consciousness, and consciousness creates consciousness. We have already explained the process of creation. Focused consciousness creates consciousness. There is a consciousness, the angel's consciousness, and if you who are listening to me know, believe that you are an angel, that's because you have chosen that archetype, that form, to come here to experience life from that dress, from that avatar. You are not an angel because your energy is angelical. You're an angel because you have decided to be an angel. Your essence is the same as everyone else. You are love. The how, you choose that. If you are listening to this, that's because you came here to this earth, to this plane where there are other worlds, other planets, in different forms, benevolence or not, it doesn't matter. Your essence never changes. Whatever you do, your essence never changes. And if you came here choosing being an angel, or once you are here, you've decided to acquire the consciousness of angel. That's because this time you have decided to be in service to love. And you have decided to wake up in those who live next to you and have the privilege to know you, to be with you, to receive that healing that you can give them, that you can provide. that the angel avatar has with it of being love, so close to the divine love. In that choice, the wish, the yearning to help is built in. In that yearning to help, normally the angel excludes itself from it. And it's in your path to start learning to include yourself. Otherwise, that love, that help, it's not complete if you are not included. You are here now to give one more step forward to create the consciousness of the new earth. And what is an angel in the new earth? How does the angel avatar exist in the new earth? How does it evolve? Does it exist still? You decide all that from here, from our perspective of being a helper, as you have asked us to be. We see that in the new earth, pain and suffering are no longer needed to learn to remember to be. If we translate this to the angel avatar, just be an angel in full freedom, transmuting the pain, not keeping in it. Give it to me and fly free, feeling the love that you are, without bonds, without pain, without suffering, without suffering, without having to give your body to transmute the energies. It's not needed. It's not needed. It's no longer needed. Let it go. Let go of your pain. Let go your bond to suffering. The belief that you grow through pain. Let it go. It's no longer needed. You who are identifying yourself with our words, feel in this moment the deep, immense love that we are sending you, and use it to heal that belief that you are not enough. You are a beautiful angel, conscious in love. You are divine light, and it is you who have chosen to be that. Be that in the new earth. Be that now. Be that now, because the new earth is already here. You know, it's just a decision away. It's a change of paradigm. It's a new timeline. It's a new quantic step. It's just a new decision, after all. It's the decision to let go the pain and to embrace love as a way of being and living. Shamai.